You grew up being exposed to a lot of 20th century composers. Are some composers more natural to conduct and other composers take you different places as a conductor?
Oh, look, I think, you know, everybody has composers that they feel immediately at home with. I mean, of course, you know, I was a drummer. So, to be quite honest, you know, I had to be involved in 20th century music because before it, there was almost nothing written for us. But I was involved in all kinds of music. I was because I was a harpsichord player, I was very involved in Baroque music. And, you know, it would be not much use being involved in 20th century music either. But it's funny. I mean, for instance, Haydn was always a complete passion of mine, and it seemed to be one of the easiest things to get into. Mozart and Beethoven were much harder for me. You know, that was, but you know, Haydn was like kind of falling off a log. It was as though he was speaking directly, and I don't know why, because a lot of conductors find that very, very difficult. I mean, the great old late lamented conductor Sir Charles Mackerras, the Australian, he said to me, "Oh, you know, Simon, it's so funny. Conductors, they often do divide into two groups. And you know, I'm a Handel and Mozart man, but I look at you and I know, oh, you're the other group. You're the Haydn and Bach man." And it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. And people who are involved in that area of music, we tend to divide into that. You know, and now in the second part of my life, I find myself so close to Schumann, whereas I never was as a kid. I knew that Schumann becomes more and more important to me. You never know what this is. But so I never divided music into 20th century or 19th century. It's now 103 years old. So people better get over the idea that 20th century music is tough. You know, this is gone. We're 12 years into the 21st century. We better have some festivals of 21st century music pretty soon.
And you said at the beginning, you're constantly discovering new things about pieces that you've known your whole life.
It never stops, like with great works of art. Never, ever stops, and nor should it. They are multifaceted. They're gold mines, the great pieces.
If you were advising young conductors today, just coming into the business, are there certain qualities that you need to bring to the job?
Well, I think the first thing I'd say is what Brahms said to young musicians. He'd practice 1 hour less every day and read one more good book, which is the most wonderful thing to say. Read everything, experience everything, live, be. Conducting is not about beating time, it's not about authority, it's about being somebody. So I would say the human side of it is more important than anything. People are looking for warmth and music and communication. Wonderful if you have incredible cerebral knowledge and a perfect stick technique and, you know, all that kind of stuff, but it's not the most important thing.
Have you been able to do things in Berlin that you couldn't do other places?
Oh, sure. I mean, look, you're in a country where basically the government couldn't care a damn about the arts. It's painful for us from Europe to watch what happens in America and to a certain extent in England as well, in terms of the support of these extraordinary things. So there is support, although Berlin is a bankrupt city still, basically. It has done its level best to really support the arts. I don't know, we've been very, very lucky also in having, in the Deutsche Bank, a major sponsor who enables us to put on all the education projects and a lot of the communication things that we always dreamt about. And so we're setting up the new things all the time. And it's a very wild place, Berlin. It is the Wild West in that way, and it's very open to new things. It's very far from being a traditional city. So yeah, I know with my gang of pirates, we can do an awful lot of things. And we just started doing late night concerts of contemporary music, for instance, in this last year, which is something I've been dying to do for ages, and find it unbelievable. It's free to the people who come to the concert, and €10 for anyone who hasn't come to the concert. And we find, you know, we just invite them to the kind of things they wouldn't normally hear, and, you know, bless them, we've had minimum of 1,200 people each night, up to 1,800, and we're beginning to get to the point where it's going to get a little bit worrying, because if all the people stay at the concert, you know, you don't know how many tickets you can afford to sell. People are hungry for this, and the people who wouldn't necessarily buy a ticket for a whole concert of contemporary music are just staying just to see what it's like, and it's a great feeling. And we have with the players, you know, I don't choose the players. We just put it out, say, look, we're going to do this. Who wants to do this? And so very often now I'm working with players who I didn't know as individual solo musicians as well. And it's great. We all get to know each other better. Now, have a very good time.
So people stay right in the same place in the hall?
Oh, well, no, you don't. This is very dangerous with Germans, because, you know, if Germans on the beach on holiday, they'll come at 6 o'clock in the morning and they'll put their towel there, and then, or the best place by the swimming pool. So we have to tell them, no, go. We can't, otherwise everybody will leave their shopping on the seat. So, no, everybody, they go out, they have a drink, and they all come back in. And, you know, we're very sorry. You will, you know, find the place where you go. So, no, that's a cultural thing that we had to do.
Any examples of some of the programs that you've been doing?
Oh, look, I mean, it depends. I mean, we did a lot of Berio in this year. We did a huge survey of Berio, and we're doing all the sequenzas with people in those sort of these incredible solo pieces. So each of these late night concerts had one sequenza, so this incredibly virtuosic thing for one player. But then, oh, I mean, we've done everything. We did kind of relatively easy stuff like the Berio folk songs, but we did Gnarly Gruber's Frankenstein. We're doing pieces of Henze. We did a beautiful piece by Dalla Piccolo, who's a great composer that nobody plays anymore. So, you know, License to Kill. We did these hilarious Ligeti pieces called Aventure, New Adventures, in which there are three singers and seven players. But the three singers make this extraordinary drama, but they don't use any language apart from nonsense syllables. And, you know, they are kind of belching and screaming and muttering and nagging each other, but all in gobbledygook. And there's extraordinary. There's a point where the percussionist has to start beating a huge cupboard, which happens. And there's a point where he takes all this crockery on a tray and simply throws it on the floor, and we all have to react. And I mean, they're great pieces, you know, pieces that should be. I mean, they're almost classics in the new music world. But we had an audience. I mean, just simply crying with laughter and, you know, stamping and cheering at the end. So, you know, big adventures. Next year here, I'm bringing Barbara Hannigan, one of the greatest contemporary music singers, to do this piece called The Mysteries of the Macabre by Ligeti, which is actually simply the funniest piece of orchestral music that exists. And she's a chief of police trying with kind of, almost like, you know, somebody with Tourette's or somebody trying to get the words out to tell people that it's the end of the world. And she comes dressed in kind of tight leather S&M garb, and it's all over the place. It's a wild theatre piece like you've never seen. So at least we'll do this in a concert before 10:30 at night here. That'll be next season. But that is one of the most unforgettable performances. And I have a special thing. There's a conductor's cadenza where he has to basically have a very quick nervous breakdown. It involves either screaming at the audience or yelling at a player or something. It's a cadenza. And but you do, and you have License to Kill. So I always enjoy that.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.